From Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
East country roads, take me home.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
Bang! Another bird has hit the window.
Bird can't tell, but the glass is loose, so you can help by putting patterns of pictures on the window.
Birds can only see the reflection of the skies and trees in the window, so you can do your part to help them.
This message was brought to you by the students of Odessa Public School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Hi, this is Sebastian from Death from Above 1979.
And you're listening to CFRC
Queens Radio.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Simone.
Good day to you, Jeff.
Good. Now that the pleasantries are over,
yes,
we can get down to nitty gritty.
Yeah.
This is CFRC, your campus community radio station, broadcasting live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall.
Yeah, the station of the nation.
Oh, yeah. Sitting pretty in the Limestone City.
There you go.
Kingston, Ontario.
Uh-huh.
It's summertime, summertime.
Summertime.
Yeah. We are barreling through, and boy, howdy. It's been a good show so far.
Yeah, we've had a good time.
Very punky first hour. A lot of rockabilly.
Yeah.
A lot of songs about boards and woodies and summertime jams.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
It is good.
We're going to get a little...
Yeah, good job on the playlist there.
I wasn't fishing, but that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Fishing, another summertime event. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Thanks for joining us, people. You got us for another hour of just the best. The best!
Mm-hmm.
Squash masquerading as fruit. It's madness. We just had heard from Rod Stewart in his classic, I Know I'm Losing You. We opened up that last set with some brand new stuff from the Sheepdogs. They're Canada's Darlings. That was Darlin' Baby.
Darlin' Baby.
It's pretty good.
That's so sweet.
I like the Sheepdogs. They got a good summertime vibe. You feel like you're going to like listen to the music while you're sitting on a hay bale.
On a hay bale.
Just sitting on a hay bale, watching chickens run around, listening to the Sheepdogs.
Yeah.
It's kind of my vibe, I guess.
A little bit of wheat sticking out of your mouth there.
Just a bit, yeah.
Just a bit.
Just like Twisters.
Yeah.
Oh, that Glenn Powell wet t-shirt scene. I can't stop thinking about it.
Is there a wet t-shirt scene?
When he comes out of the farmhouse and he puts his hat on, he's just wearing the white t-shirt. I gushed about this already.
Did you? I do remember when he's kind of walking away. I'm like, oh, his arms are quite large.
Yeah, it starts raining on him.
Yeah, okay.
We were calling him like
Glenn.
The king of remakes because he's in the Backdraft remake. And then they just announced that him and Sydney Sweeney are going to co-star in another movie that is a remake of something. I'll find it.
He's coming back for Top Gun.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Another Top Gun. Yeah,
he's coming back.
And then there's another remake. We'll find more.
Do you think when we watched we watched Twisters there.
Yeah.
And he reminded me of Matthew McConaughey a bit.
Totally.
The same kind of vibe from Texas. But I don't think he could replace Matthew McConaughey. Matthew's in a league of his own, I think.
I think so. But then again, Powell's young. He's only 35, you know, so he's got some time to sort of...
Define himself
as an actor.
And,
you know, McConaughey's had waves in his career as well, so you never know.
Yeah.
So we're thinking that Glenn Powell's going to get really big.
Yeah.
Then he's going to fail miserably and get all washed up.
And then he's gonna have a comeback.
He's gonna rise like a phoenix.
For Matthew McConaughey with I think it was the
Dallas Buyers Club.
Really stretched himself for that. Totally. Lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was a good year for
him. That was a complete transformation.
Absolutely.
And then he won an Oscar for it.
And then he was in Wolf of Wall Street, you know, pounding his chest.
Yeah, and he had a whole new, what do they call it? The Matthew McConaughey.
The McConaughey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have a Glenn Powell party.
Yeah.
We planned his career out, folks. We planned his career out. Speaking of planning, we like to do a segment after 9 o'clock called the Community Events Roundup, where you can plan what's going on for your weekend.
Oh, yes. I just remembered.
It's a good segue.
Very good.
Like I said, we're broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and there's always a lot going on in Kingston. Walking into the studio this morning, I was surprised to see, pleasantly surprised to see the tour trolley going around very early.
Yeah.
It was like 7:30 in the morning. I didn't know that they did stuff that early.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They're working.
Get on that tour trolley, though. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I did that in the wintertime.
You learn stuff about the town that you're from.
Yeah.
That I would have not learned.
Yeah, I saw all the Christmas lights.
Oh.
They took us all over the place to see the best Christmas lights.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Get on that tour trolley. They're bright and early.
Yeah.
I like it so much. Other things that are going on, it is the semifinals of the Canadian Little League National Championships going on today.
Mm.
Kingston Colts.
Yep. Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, yeah. Get some Cracker Jacks into you because they're facing off against the Alberta, I think, Baseball League. So we'll see.
Mm.
And then the finals are tomorrow. So you got a couple more days left to check out some free baseball action downtown in front of the courthouse.
Yeah, the Million Dollar Field
The Million Dollar
Field of Dreams.
The cricket field that only plays baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
That'd be a fun thing.
Oh, it's summer. It's summertime stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not stinking hot out there anymore.
Yeah, it's a little cool. And it's perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect temperature.
Now. Perfect temperature and perfect temperature to get downtown for Movies in the Square. That happens every Thursday night at dusk.
Yep.
Yeah. It's always dramatic.
It's very dramatic.
Very dramatic. We've got a very dramatic movie, very dark movie coming up this week.
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Don't say it again.
Beetlejuice.
Don't say it again. My goodness. Is that how we get Michael Keaton into the studio? The original Beetlejuice, Tim Burton classic from 1988, I believe, starring Michael Keaton, Catherine O'Hara, Wino Forever, and a few other good actors.
Yeah, other characters there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Jones. Great movie. And then in anticipation of the sequel that comes out, I think, this month or next month, which I'm very excited about. It's called Beetlejuice.
Yeah. And Michael Keaton's coming back.
They're all coming back.
Everyone's coming back.
Except for Jeffrey Jones.
Okay.
Don't Google him.
Okay.
But so it's exciting. I'm excited for Beetlejuice.
You gonna go out to that, Jeff?
I might.
You gonna come out?
Come out of the house. I might have to. I haven't seen Beetlejuice in an age.
Bring your lawn chair. I think they've got beanbag chairs there too.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That suddenly just piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Excellent.
You can wrestle one away from one of the children.
Yeah, they're easy. They're stringy. They're easy to push over.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah. We flex our CFRC muscle. You know, we're big time radio stars.
We're big time.
Give me that beanbag chair.
Big time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or what you do is you poke a hole in it and then it slowly, as the movie goes on, that drains all the beans.
Yeah.
And by the time you know it, the kid's just sitting on a blanket.
On a little rumpled piece of fabric.
We're going to ruin some lives tonight or Thursday night. It's going to be good. What else is going on in and around town, Simone? You had your dancing shoes on recently, right?
Well, I always got my dancing shoes on.
Do tell.
Yesterday was salsa, so I believe that's every Tuesday now.
Down in
Market Square. Ah. That's where everything's always happening there. I believe that Wednesdays are line dancing. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that's right.
Line dancing, eh?
Yeah, line dancing got the country groove.
Cool.
Yeah, so you can go on down and dance or just watch other people. There's always a crowd of people just of who are just simply watchers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wallflowers.
Yeah,
they're
just watching and then they've got everyone dancing in the middle.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I heard there was about 50, 60 people out for
salsa.
Salsa.
Yeah.
Nice. That was, so always something going on down in Spring in Your Step Market Square, I think they should start calling it. Other things that are going on in and around town, the TK Fringe Festival continues on this week. That is the Theatre Kingston Fringe Festival. It's little, small, independent plays playing all over downtown. So there's many of them per night. I was talking to a young woman at our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
She said she went to about 8 of them over the weekend.
Oh, really?
She said she was just steeped in thespianism.
Oh, have you ever been in a play?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think you get arms this small without being in a few musicals as a teenager? No, that was all I did.
Yeah? Yes. What's the name of the play?
Oh, I mean, I was doing like tons.
Yeah?
I did Peter Pan twice.
Oh, yeah.
Toodles.
Toodles?
The first time.
Yeah.
I was in the fourth grade at the Grand Theater. It was a Kinsman production.
Oh.
That was back before I wore glasses, and they made me fake glasses out of one of those rods that you pull out of a toilet tank.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They washed it. Oh, they told me they washed
it. They told you that they did. Well, you were young.
I was young. And yeah. I was a pirate again in high school in Peter Pan, and did that.
A pirate.
A pirate, and I got to play the crocodile.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I got to scoot across the stage. The clock-eating crocodile. Yeah. Yeah, the ticked. Yeah, so I would put I was in the full head-to-toe, you know, like a furry, basically. Mm-hmm. And then you put a skateboard on your belly and you roll across the stage. You make the kids all laugh. Oh,
totally committed.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I ate nothing but raw goat shanks for weeks. I was method acting. It was great.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I did a lot of plays, like, back in the day when I was a kid and in high school, and it's always good to support Theater Kingston. There's a lot of very innovative, like, independently written shows at these ones. A lot of one-man, one-person shows. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like something different to get out and about.
That's awesome.
So check out Theater Kingston's website for much more details than that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Get some theater in you. No, yeah. I was in Oliver Twist and Les Miserables.
Wow.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I was Olive, the color Olive.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else there? West Side Story. I played a drug dealer. That was good.
West Side Story.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Footloose. Tons.
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 Where were you doing all this? All this was at school?
No, it was like Grand Theater, the Baby Grand, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, again, like my brothers did sports teams in Navy League and I went a different route.
You went a different route.
Yeah.
You were, you know, doing you.
It was good though.
Yeah. It sounds like fun.
It was very easy to get dates when you were one of like three guys in the entire production. Yeah,
there
it was very
you go.
Good.
I see. Fun times. Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys are looking for something to do, join a theater company.
Yeah, it's something I'd like to try.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. We'll get you in there next year, TK Fringe. We'll figure something out. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Excellent. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. We'll get back to the tunes. And afterwards, we're going to nerd out for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
do it. Down with that?
I'm cool with that. Awesome. I'm down with that.
Right on. Simone wears a leather jacket and brings hockey cards and you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Awesome. We have a brand new track from our favorite new artist from Canada, Billie Ann, and her poppy tune, Crush.
Billie Ann.
Right here on CFRC.
Let's go.
I wanna bathe in you. I want a simple distraction. Who's got all the time in the world and a crooked smile that's cute? Someone who can bring me closer to the boiling over. Be my muse, be my true obsession. Without you, I'm just learning lessons. Deja vu.
Mm-hmm. questions in my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Take me to the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy, candy sweet. Rush into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Come on and leak, give me more than a crush.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Come a, come a, come a, come a dance with me. Come a, come a, come a, come a dance with me. Come a, come a, come a, come a, come a dance with me. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip. You put your hand up on your hip. You let your backbone do a flip. You shake it to the heat. You shake it to the wet. You shake it to the one that you love the best. That's the thing. That's the thing.
You linger in the rooms where I live. of shame. Step up on your pedestal. I don't even know your girl.
Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
I'm also doing great.
Good.
We're just a couple of people doing great.
That's wonderful.
I hope you're all doing great out there in Radio Land.
Yeah.
This is CFRC.
101.9.
Oh, yeah. CFRC.ca.
Yeah.
iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
We heart radio.
Yeah. The little heart.
Little heart thing.
Gestures.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Saw a lot of those at the Olympics, people doing the little heart gestures.
You watching a lot of the Olympics?
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit. I saw swimming.
Excellent.
And always love the gymnasts.
Totally.
The girls doing their floor routines and such.
I like
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
It's like a mix of athleticism and like artistic, you know.
Yeah, a little bit of flair there, here
totally.
And there. Yeah, really nice.
I think surfing, this is the second time surfing's been in the Olympics. That's always pretty exciting.
That is interesting. I don't know how do you judge it? Like, is every wave, like not everyone's going to get the same
wave.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Because at least with skateboarding, you know, the half pipes and the pipes and the drain swimming pools are all the same.
They're all the same. But, you know, you're out there in nature. You don't know what you're going to get.
That's a good point.
It's like a box of chocolates.
You never know.
Yeah.
I wonder, any surfers out there, give us a call. Call us up at 613-533-CFRC.
Yeah. How does it work?
Yeah.
How do they judge?
Just pit it, man. Just pit it.
What if there's no waves? Well, I guess there's always waves. But what if, you know, what I mean?
I don't know. Wave pool, I guess.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Wondered about that.
Do you have any other exciting sports you like at the Olympics? I know that esports is going to be an Olympic game coming up.
What?
Yeah. Saudi
esports?
Oh, yeah. Saudi
As
Arabia.
As in, like, playing on the computer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense because it's such a huge thing.
It's massive. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just had the EVO esports championships in Vegas a couple weeks ago, and I watched a video of a dude from Japan absolutely spank booty at, can't,
spank
I was about to
booty.
Say something more inappropriate.
Oh my goodness.
But he did so well at like Street Fighter. He's kicked butt.
Yeah.
And then while he was playing, he was so good at it that he's doing a full side split on the ground with his hands up on the keyboard playing a game. 42 years old.
Why?
Because he was like showing off. He was like beating the guy, his opponent, so epically. That he's like, I can step away from the thing. I can do this.
I can do the splits and beat you.
Yeah, he was playing to the crowd and he did the side splits and he just did that.
Okay.
So that's what esports in the Olympics needs to be. It needs to be a mix between pommel horse and Street Fighter.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're moving on into, you know, a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. I actually met a dude. I worked with him a while ago, and he knew someone who was a professional video game player in Las Vegas. It was years ago, and he had to give it up because at age 23, I think he was too slow. His reflexes couldn't keep up with the younger players.
Are you serious?
He retired at 23. But then again, this other guy from Japan was 42, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whole new way to look at sport.
I guess.
Oh, wow.
Well, this segment, this time of morning, we like to do our nerd segment, which is why I brought up esports.
Yes.
Can't think of much of things nerdier than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we like to do our segment called Screen Time.
All right.
Where when you're watching all these athletes do their thing, you think, oh, no, I can beat them in Mario. That's fine. I was watching a good movie the other day.
What'd you watch?
What was it? Gymkata.
Gymkata.
So I watched this YouTube channel called Honest Trailers, and every week they put out a fake movie trailer, you know, just making fun of the big blockbusters or whatever. But they went obscure and they went back to 1984's action movie, quote unquote, Gymkata, which was... in 1984, this fella who was an Olympic gold medal winning gymnast for the United States tried to parlay that into an action movie career.
Oh.
And so he starred in this awful, awful action movie called Gymkata, where he does gymnastics fighting against bad guys.
Gymnastics fighting.
It's awesome. He's in the little country known as Parmistan. And he's doing this race across the country, and if you win, and it's like a race across the country, but you're being hunted by ninjas to the death.
Okay,
Simone.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so he's trying to win the race so that the king will give him a wish, and the king of Parmistan will grant him one wish if he wins, and his wish is to allow Ronald Reagan to put a Star Wars anti-Russia satellite in the country. I launch it from the country. It's great.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of conveniently placed bars and alleyways that he's flipping around and kicking people. And
okay.
There's this great scene in a town square where the monument happens to look like a pommel horse. He takes advantage of it. Kicks a bunch of guys.
Wow.
So needless to say, the fella in question who starred in Gymkhata did not become a big action movie star.
He didn't.
But it's I highly recommend
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fun. It sounds like fun and crazy.
Greatest
completely
movie.
Insane.
Greatest movie ever made.
Yeah? Okay.
Gymkhata.
Gymkhata.
I'll make you watch it on the next break.
Okay.
Yeah. Things that are going on in and around the world of movie news. It's a bit of a slow week. People are still riding high off Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yep.
Movie did a absolutely fantastic second week. It's making all the money.
Yeah. You think they're going to make all their money back and more?
Oh, and more. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How much did their other movies make? Like maybe, I don't know, first or second. They've made a billion, right?
Yeah, they've made a billion.
Maybe together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget, but this one's doing better than the first two. And for an R-rated movie.
Yeah, it's
movie.
Probably, yeah, the best performing, right?
Yeah.
Of R-rated movies.
Definitely, yeah. It usurped the Bad Boys trilogy. Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
All right.
So yeah, everyone's still riding high off that. I think we're still waiting. There's a couple weeks to go before the new Aliens movie comes out. Mm-hmm. Alien : Romulus.
Who's in that?
I forget her name, but it's a young woman who I saw in Civil War.
New face?
New face.
Yeah.
And she's very talented. And then the director is someone who I really like to get behind. This guy named Fede Alvarez, mm-hmm. who directed an Evil Dead remake about a decade ago that was just, gnarly.
Yeah.
Very gross.
Your speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this Alien
yes,
movie.
Yes, you are.
Obviously, we'll wait till the reviews come out, but I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Beetlejuice comes out pretty soon.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited for that. In the headlines, I guess, related to Beetlejuice, it just got announced that the children's video game Roblox is going to start selling tickets, movie tickets, to see Beetlejuice. It's sort of an unprecedented corporate tie-in.
Right.
This is a very popular video game with kids, and it says that Roblox, Warner Brothers, and Fandango are going to team up so that kids in the U.S. ages 13 and up can buy tickets to Beetlejuice through the Roblox video game.
You think they'll sell more?
I don't know if kids really care
Do
about
they care
Beetlejuice.
Where, yeah.
Like, how many 13-year-olds are Michael Keaton fans?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's an interesting move. I know the movie's goofy, and it looks like a good kind of kids family movie.
But is it, though?
I don't know.
Or is it more like a teen?
Because the first one's super dark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's for children.
I guess 13 and up, though.
Maybe,
we'll see. It's an experiment, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But who knows? Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Anyways, I'm excited for Beetlejuice. What's your favorite, like, Michael Keaton thing?
I don't know. He was Batman, right?
Yeah, he was Batman.
We know him from that.
Pretty good, yeah.
And I know that he had a recent movie that did something about a bird.
Birdman. Yeah, that was a good one.
And there's like famous for one very long scene that was one take.
The whole movie's like one long take, yeah.
Okay, the whole movie.
They do cheat in a few, like you can see some hidden transitions, but it was a good...
Yeah, a trained eye like yours would notice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a good film, yeah. I forgot about that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what Michael Keaton has up his sleeve for the next Beetlejuice movie.
Mm-hmm.
On to celebrity birthdays, because they are our social betters. Mm-hmm. They deserve to be worshipped by us peasants.
Okay.
We lick their boots.
Well, if you want to.
It depends on the boot.
Yeah.
If it was David Duchovny's boot.
You would?
G.D. Wright, I would.
Yeah.
He turned 64 years young today. Mulder
really?
Himself. Yeah.
Wow.
Totally. I worked with
He will be forever young to me.
He will.
He was in X-Files, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Californication for a good while, which I hear is pretty good.
I always just picture him that age.
Totally. And I think he was in Eddie Murphy's not so good comedy with Jonah Hill. You people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he keeps popping up and stuff, which is nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Also turned 61 today. Harold Perrineau, one of the world's greatest character actors. You may not know the name, but you probably know
face. You'll know the face for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's been acting consistently, popping up in cool stuff since the 90s. I remember he was in Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And he was in 28 Weeks Later, a Danny Boyle flick that was really good. Very good actor.
So if you could be any kind of actor, would you want to be a character actor?
Yeah, because
you know, and you don't have, no one's, you know, trying to jump you and trying to get your autograph or, you know, following you around.
No one's hiding in the bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you get to know everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a Stephen Tobolowsky kind of situation where you're...
Who?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you're known to see him.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go. Yeah. Like, you're not being burdened by fame so much.
Yeah. But you just go and do your thing.
And you still get shout outs from random community radio hosts up in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus have announced another round of price hikes. So the age of cheap streaming is coming to an end. And randomly enough, not randomly, I guess, but Toronto International Film Festival kicks off September 5th, runs until the 15th, and they've been announcing their lineup as the days go on, so check out tiff.ca.
Have you ever been to TIFF?
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, you enjoyed it?
I did. I got to see Joan Allen do a Q&A once. That was fun. It was a terrible movie, but she was very charismatic.
She did a good job.
Indeed, yeah. I haven't been to TIFF recently because it's a lot harder to, like, it's so big now.
Yeah.
Like, 1 year recently, I tried to just kind of show up and see movies randomly, which used to work.
Right.
But now it's so, like, friggin' popular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That it's kind of hard to just fly by the seat
Why
of your pants.
Why do you think it's become so popular?
Yuppies! No. No, I mean, independent films are always really popular, and they go through waves, I suppose. But I think that it's just... I don't know. Just a big old thing. They Bell Media is no longer the sponsor, by the way. Interestingly enough, they've been losing money, doing cutbacks.
Right.
Rogers. This is going to be the first year that it's going to be the Rogers Toronto International Film Festival.
Okay.
So if your name's Roger, you get it for free. No,
yeah.
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
It would be kind of cool.
Anyways.
Yeah.
You ever been to a film festival?
No.
No way?
No, not yet.
Well, if we can get some tickets for some, there's 43 movies announced so far, so we'll get you a ticket for one of them.
Yeah, you'll sneak me in.
You and I, you get on my shoulders and we'll wear a really long trench coat.
Yeah.
One ticket price. It's brilliant, people. That's why you tune in, because we got the smarts.
Yeah.
We SMRT. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Got about 20 minutes left in the program.
Yep.
So we're going to play some more music.
Okay, let's do it.
And we'll come back and say so long. So we got a new one from Matthias IV, or Matthias the Sixth, I guess. Break It, You Buy It, right here with me, the Nerd.
And the Moan.
Let's do it.
I knew it when I saw ya. You can do what you want when you wanna. I think you might be running from your karma. Type of girl to leave me at the altar when I called ya. You're on another plane again, and I should've listened to my friends. You know the ropes inside my head. You like to push me to the limit. You could crash my car, even when you deny it. I probably blame myself and say I was driving. You could take it too far, cause I know that we're fighting. But if you break my heart, then you break it, you buy it. You can match my car, rack it up on designer. And when you come back home, I'll say you look fire. You can burn my clothes, I'll give you the lighter. But if you break my heart, then you break it, you buy it. You should have been a lawyer. Push me to the limit. You could crash my car, even when you deny it. I probably blame myself and say I was driving. You can take it too far, cause I know that we're fighting. But if you break my heart, then you break it, you buy it. You can match my car, rack it up on designer. And when you come back home, I'll say you look fire. You can burn my clothes, I'll give you the lighter. But if you break my heart, then you break it, you buy it. Every time I say good, come back to try my You could crash my car, even when you deny it. I probably blame myself and say I was driving. You can take it too far, cause I know that we're fighting. But if you break my heart, then you break it, you buy it. You can match my car, rack it up on designer. And when you come back home, I'll say you look fire. You can burn my clothes, I'll give you the lighter. But if you break my heart, then you break it, you buy it.
I see you.
There you are.
Here I am.
Hey, I'm checking you out.
Oh, I'm checking you out.
Speak softly. Don't wake the baby. Coming home. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Sermons at church? Captain, what's his name? We live in a society of laws. Why do you think I took you to all those police academy movies? For fun? Well, I didn't hear anybody laughing. Did you?
Without a warning, you broke my heart. Took it, darling, and you tore it apart. You left me sitting in the dark crying. You said your love for me, your love was dying. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on your light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. I wanna know where to lie. Well, I get a little lonely in the middle of the night. I need you, darling, and the thing's all right. Come on, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on your light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Just a little bit higher, just a little bit higher. Just a little bit higher, just a little bit higher. Just a little bit higher. Thank you. baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, and I'm down on my knees. Turn on your light, yeah, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Well, I feel all right.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs, and this is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
CFRC.
Place to be.
Freaky deaky place to
101.9.
Be. 101.9. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it so much. We just heard a brand new track from Uni Boys and their hit. Where is it hit? Where are you? Hiding in my home. It was hiding from me.
Yes. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Hiding in my home.
Yeah. Also in that set, we heard a classic from Barbara Lewis.
Turn on your love light.
Love it. Turn it on, people.
Yeah.
We had a new one from Nicholas Sangianio. Sangianio?
Congenio?
Sounds Italian.
Something.
Song's called Vacation. We need to take an Italian vacation.
That would be nice.
Meet this guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Also in there, we had a classic from Los Lobos.
A Matter of Time.
And we opened it up with, it's either Matthias.iv or it's a Roman numeral, and it's Matthias the 6th, I think that means.
Yeah. Break It, You Buy It.
Oh, out of way.
Break
It,
You Buy It.
Love
if you break it, you buy it.
You got it.
Yes.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
This has been your Indie Morning Wake Up for another Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic day out there.
Yeah, it looks like it's warming up a little slightly. And yeah, sun's shining bright.
What do you got going on for the rest of this fine Wednesday, Simone? What are you going to
do? Well, I've got a lot of weeds in my garden.
Awesome.
I got to pull them out.
Got to pull those weeds.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck. It's not stinking hot out there anymore, though, so it should be all right.
Yeah, it should be okay.
Cool, right on. Mm-hmm. Well, we hope whatever you fine listeners get up to today, you have fun, enjoy the summer sun.
Yeah.
Only a few weeks left till September barrels down on us, but we won't talk about that yet.
Yeah, and just enjoy some of the events and stuff going on around town.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Keep it locked and ready to rock. We've got our main man, Mafuge, getting ready to come on with Biggest River Delta.
Right.
Always a great program. And just tune into CFRC all day, all week, all month, your entire friggin' life.
Yes.
You won't
regret
it.
Stay tuned with us.
Absolutely. We're going to play ourselves out. We got a brand new track, One Day Old, from The Bug Club. Mm-hmm. With a little bit like James Bond.
Mm.
Very good stuff. And if we have some time, we'll get to our new favorite track from Art Deco.
Called I Feel Alive.
Love it so much. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We'll catch you all next week.
All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
They weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Like a cannon blast, and the drummer blends. My ears still ring at the thought.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Have you ever had pink eye? Did you know birds can get it too?
Birds can get sick from eating from a dirty bird feeder.
Bacteria and mold can develop inside of a feeder if it's not cleaned regularly.
Do your part and clean your bird feeder with a weak solution of bleach, allowing it to dry, then refilling with new bird seed.
If you come across a hurt bird, please call Sandy Pines.
This message was brought to you by the students of Odessa Public School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Hey, we're Birds of